Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. It's mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. This week I actually got inspired on this topic via an article that I read this morning, actually, on the cost of new car payments. Apparently, people nowadays are getting used to paying up to $551 a month on their new car payments. And the article talks about that, how, you know, if you, it seems kind of like a subscription-based service type deal, like Netflix or Amazon or any of the various others. The downside is according to the article, you know, you can cancel Netflix, but when you get a loan on a vehicle, you're stuck on that loan, or if you get a lease, you're stuck in that lease, unless you want to pay huge penalties to get out of it. And the more I read about the article, it mentioned more and more about leasing, and I thought, you know what? Let's do some research on leasing vehicles, because insurance does have to do in part with leasing vehicles. So I found this article from bankrate.com. And again, if you go to our website, you go to mvpinsure.us, lower right hand side on the landing page, there's a section for Let's Talk Insurance. You click on that and it should bring you to the blog post for today. And this article is entitled Five Mistakes to Avoid When Leasing a Car. Even though the article is, it's not too old. It's from November 2018. And it has five mistakes to avoid when leasing a vehicle. And so I thought I would share that article today and talk to you a little bit about it. Again, I want you to go to our blog post for today and click through to the actual article, because there is more information than what I'm going to share here. As well as other articles that you can look at. Five ideal situations to refinance a car loan. How much does it cost to rent a car? When is the best time to buy a car? Other articles, maintaining your car, car lease contract basics. So that if you're in the market for leasing a vehicle, lots of good articles at bankrate.com piggybacking off of this five mistakes to avoid when leasing a vehicle. Now, I did a little bit of research. On average, 30% of all new cars are leased each year, with annual new car production at nearly 100 million cars. That's a lot of leased vehicles. And unlike a vehicle purchase, you're essentially quote-unquote renting the vehicle for a specified period of time, whether it's 2 years. I have seen, through doing my little bit of research on the internet, that there are lease agreements that can go 8, 10, or longer years. I don't know why you would want to lease a vehicle for that long. If you're going to lease a vehicle for that long, you might as well just buy it at that point. When it comes to leasing a vehicle, there are things to be aware of, especially when it comes to insurance. And again, this article from bankrate.com has five mistakes to avoid. First one being paying too much down. It says here, pay attention to the lease terms. Often companies offer low monthly lease rates due to a huge prepayment. Now, you've seen the ads on TV people selling, dealerships selling new cars, lease. You could lease a brand new 2019 Volkswagen Jetta for only $299 per month. But then you read the little fine print with like a $5,997 down payment or prepayment. That's how they get you, is they get you in the fine print there. Most reasonable leases ask for $2,000 or less prepayment to start the lease. Nowadays, if you're savvy enough and you do enough research and you're patient, you may be able to find a leasing company willing to lease a vehicle with no money down. Of course, you want to read the contract and read all the fine print for that when it says no money down, because I'm sure there's something that'll get you on the back end after you turn in the lease. But that's something to consider. Definitely consider that when you're going to lease a vehicle, that it's not like you're going to walk in, agree to a 2-year lease, and then walk out with the keys of the car. Obviously, there's a contract you have to sign, and most often they require a down payment. So keep that in mind. Paying too much down is a mistake that many people make when it comes to leasing a vehicle. The second one is important as well, and I think it's very, very important when it comes to leasing a vehicle, and that is forgetting to purchase gap insurance. Now, in leasing a vehicle, gap insurance is essential. It's very, very, very important. Whether you purchase it from your dealer or you can purchase it from your auto insurance carrier. When it comes to your auto insurance carrier, though, there may be stipulations. Some may require that the vehicle has to be 2 model years old or newer, must not have been previously titled. And then there are a few other things that various insurance carriers require for you to check for you to be able to purchase gap insurance through your insurance company. Gap insurance is usually always available through the dealer. I'm thinking that they get a little on the back end for selling, extended warranties and Simonizing and all the other different things, the car mats and whatever other things that the dealership tries to sell you when it comes to buying a vehicle or leasing a vehicle. Gap insurance is very, very important for this fact, okay? Most insurance carriers, and I'm saying most insurance carriers, settle total losses of vehicles with the actual cash value basis. All right, so it's cost new minus depreciation. That's what the insurance company is going to give you for your vehicle in case of a total loss. When it comes to a leased vehicle, that could be a huge thing. And also, when it comes to getting a loan on a vehicle, that could be a huge thing, especially if it's a newer vehicle. Okay? Because oftentimes, when you look at a brand new vehicle that's being leased or a brand new vehicle that's being purchased, it loses a lot of its value within the first few months of the lease or the purchase period. Usually, they say the first year or two, that's when it's at its worst. This is important to have gap insurance because the actual cash value versus what the value is according to your lease may be vastly different. So let's say, for example, that you're leasing a $35,000 vehicle, just for sake of argument, a $35,000 vehicle. All right, you have it for 3 months, gets into a car accident, the vehicle is deemed a total loss. At the time of the loss, the insurance company, through all their actuarial data, their computer programs, diagrams, this, that, and the other thing, the insurance company determines that the value of your vehicle, the actual cash value of your vehicle, is, let's say, $28,000. All right. That is not going to satisfy the value that you have on the vehicle of $35,000. So you have a $7,000 gap between what you owe the leasing company for the vehicle and what the insurance company is going to give you. So you got a $7,000 gap, and that gap is on you. You sign the paperwork, you sign the contract saying that in case this vehicle is totaled due to a covered loss, we agree to pay the $35,000 or whatever the value is of the vehicle. And I'm sure there's things in there saying that per month that value goes down by a certain percentage or a certain amount per month. But still, 3 months old, you got a vehicle that's 3 months old, lease it for $35,000, gets totaled out at $28,000, you got a $7,000 gap. Gap insurance does essentially that. It fills in that gap. So the insurance company says that the actual cash value is $28,000. There is a $7,000 gap that you would owe the leasing company. By purchasing gap insurance, that $7,000 is covered. So that is something you really, 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 especially if you're leasing a vehicle, it's very, 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 very important that you purchase. Again, it can be purchased through your insurance carrier, but the insurance carriers do have stipulations that, most of them say it's got to be 2 years or newer, not previously titled, and then I think there's like one or two other things that are requirements for getting gap insurance on your personal auto policy. Again, if you can't get it on your personal auto policy, definitely purchase it through the dealership. Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more each month for it, but in the long term, you get in an accident with it and that vehicle's totaled any time during the leasing period, that gap insurance is going to jump in and cover the loss that you otherwise would have had to pay out of pocket. So definitely, definitely, if you're going to lease a vehicle, get gap insurance. The next mistake they say here is underestimating your annual mileage. Most leases afford for the average of 10 to 12,000 miles a year. That's what they determine a typical American drives. Going over that set mileage could garner an additional fee per mile when you turn the vehicle back in, and it could be anywhere from 10 cents to 30 cents a mile. So they recommend take a look at your driving habits. I threw in keep track of your mileage for a typical week to calculate your average mile usage. So if you a typical week driving back and forth to work, going out to eat maybe once or twice, taking the kids to whatever, going grocery shopping, just kind of keep track of your mileage for a 7 day period. And once you got that mileage figure, multiply it by 52 because there are 52 weeks in a year. And that should give you a general idea of what your mileage looks like a year. If it's anywhere near the 10,000 to 12,000 mark, we would recommend that you purchase a higher mileage package just to cover any overages that you might have. I've seen people that have, well, I haven't seen, I've had people call me. And tell me that they were parking a vehicle that they had on lease because they were close to the mileage limit that they were given. So that person unfortunately underestimated their annual mileage usage, and hence during the last few months of the lease had to park the vehicle. So they were essentially paying a lease on a vehicle that they were not driving for fear of getting that overage at the end of their turn-in. Purchasing that higher mileage endorsement or coverage or whatever may mean an additional premium added to your monthly amount. So your amount, let's say it's $299, getting that higher mileage may add another $20 to it or $21. Just off the top of my head, it could, add some additional to that. Just like with gap insurance, is going to add to that monthly lease amount. The next one they have here is not maintaining the vehicle. This one was interesting. Their term normal wear and tear is not a regulated term, just like organic or free range or, a lot of the terms they throw out, they're all natural. The terms could be interpreted by just about anybody. There is no hard and fast rules as far as what normal wear and tear means. So it could be that one leasing company that sees a scratch the length of a dollar bill or less to be normal wear and tear. A dent the size of a nickel or something could be normal wear and tear. A scuff mark here and there could be normal wear and tear. There are other companies, leasing companies, that are part of the lease agreement. They may say in there that the vehicle has to be returned in near showroom condition. And you would be on the hook for taking care of any scratches or dents that may be on the vehicle. Spot cleaning the interior and those types of things. So you need to read the contract, read the lease agreement, and start asking questions. Normal wear and tear is a real generic term. You need to find out from the leasing company what they consider normal wear and tear to be. And I'm sure this question's been asked a million times, so the leasing company may have a sheet with guidelines stating that, okay, this is considered normal wear and tear, these types of items, where you may have a fender scratch or some road rash, a little bit of road rash, that's considered normal wear and tear. A little wear on the seat is considered normal wear and tear. Be diligent when you're reading the lease agreements and the return requirements as far as mileage and condition and whatnot. The last mistake that they say to avoid is leasing for too long. Most leases are from 2 to 4 years, of the average being 3 years, 36 miles, so 36,000 miles. So on average, 12,000 miles a year, like we discussed at the top of the podcast. Or it works out to be as long as the manufacturer's warranty. Usually, the manufacturer's warranty runs for 100,000 miles or 3 years, whichever comes first. If you're going to lease it for longer than 3 years, they recommend purchasing an extended warranty, which, of course, is going to make your monthly amount go up. Otherwise, you are taking a chance that any repairs that are not covered by the warranty, once the warranty expires, anything that happens to that vehicle for the rest of that lease is going to be on you. It's not going to be in the dealership. It's going to be on you to fix. So that's why they recommend that if you're going to lease a vehicle for longer than the manufacturer's warranty, that you purchase an additional extended warranty for the remainder of your leasing period to avoid any costly repairs that may need to be done to the vehicle. Leasing it for longer than 3 years, I mean, like I said at the top of the podcast, I've seen via the internet there are leases for like 10 years and up. If you're going to lease a vehicle for that long, you might as well look into what it would cost to purchase a certified pre-owned vehicle. Oftentimes, getting a loan on a pre-owned vehicle that may be a couple years old, but still the same make and model, same features, low mileage, everything that you want, may be a better value for you to just outright purchase it than to lease it for a long term. So that's something definitely to consider. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, www.mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address. Of course, you can send us an email too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.